T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back, everybody. At 9 o'clock hour, we bring this guy on when big stuff's going on.
Yeah.
Because this guy is about the big stuff. From NBC Sports Philadelphia, the great Jim Salisbury, who covers the Phil. Hi, Jimmy.
Good morning, Angelo. Al, how you guys doing?
Doing great.
Jim, I got to tell you, I'm so thrilled to talk to you because I'm struggling with Kapler. All right, and I'm going to tell you what it's about.
You what are you struggling with? What are you struggling with?
I don't know when to.
The year.
I don't know, Jim. I don't know when to believe him. You know this whole thing with the fan. You're aware of this guy Eric who called into the fan. Kapler sent me a long text this morning, right?
Wow.
Saying that he didn't know, he didn't have anything to do with the fan getting thrown out of Fenway Park. Is he on the up and up? Tell me what your read is on the manager of the Phils.
Well, I actually know a little bit about that incident because word got up to me in Boston yesterday about something to that effect happening. So I actually checked it out with the Red Sox.
Yeah.
And there was a fan ejected who yelled something from behind the dugout. But he was not ejected at the request of the Phillies or of the Phillies manager or of anybody in the Phillies dugout. And this comes right from a Red Sox official's mouth.
Huh.
That was the person was ejected by an overzealous security guard, basically.
Okay.
And he was ejected in error. It should not have happened. And apparently in the report that had to be filled out by the security guard whenever there's an ejection, the word Phillies manager or Phillies dugout really never appeared in the report. And the Red Sox reached out to the fan and offered to make good and make it up to him, and he declined. So
no, he was on our show earlier today. Yes, he did say he wasn't doing it. His trip was already ruined, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
But in a more general sense, because Kapler, I got to be honest with you, this week, Jim, Kapler was all on my nerves. They had a 4-game losing streak. And all he kept telling me is how great everybody was. He even said that Odubel did everything right on the rundown, except he didn't slide hard, which I know wasn't true. I don't know when to believe him. Help me to understand this guy.
Yeah, he's at least when it comes to things that are spoken for public consumption, he's not going to deal in negatives at all.
Wow.
He's just a very upbeat, positive guy. Behind closed doors, one-on-one with players. I mean, he had a chat with Odubel after that game 2 nights ago. I'm sure it's different.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, you know, being the face of the uniformed personnel, he is not going to be negative at all. You know, I asked him yesterday before the game, I said, Odubel's not in the lineup. Is this instructive or is it punitive based on last night? And he said to me flat out, you know me better than that. And I said, well, I have to ask the question. And he says, I respect that. You have to ask the question. He said, we've planned this day off for 10 days. Lefty on the mound, we'll get Odubel two games off in a row. But do I believe that? I'll answer that this way. If Odubel went 4-for-5 with 3 RBIs on Monday night, there's no way he sits last night.
That's what I'm saying. But he's saying it was locked in. But it really couldn't have been locked in, Jim. It couldn't have been.
He's always gonna deflect criticism from his players, and have his players' backs almost to a fault. So that's the way he's gonna operate. That's the way he has operated. And you know, I think at times you have to try to see through it. You know, he struck me as being quite perturbed after Monday night's loss. They should have won that game. Should have won that game. They should have went up and swept the best team in baseball. And they didn't because, you know, on a night when Noah pitched maybe the best game of his career against just a monster of a lineup, and they didn't win that game because, you know, Odubel had one of his Odubel nights.
Yep.
So I sense he was frustrated, but it's just in his DNA, in his makeup, he is not going to let on. and he is going to be nothing but positive.
All right, Jimmy, I'm going to try to channel Kapler with my next question. All right. The fact that Nola and Arrieta, back-to-back in that ballpark against that baseball team, performed that well, may be the best sign I've seen all year that they could win their division and could actually be a threat in the playoffs. How do you feel about it?
Well, Angelo, we're 4 months into the season, and they're in first place. I mean, who would have thought that after being 30 games under 500 last year, after coming home from New York that first week at 1-4, and with all the negativity that was surrounding the team after five games. I mean, can they win the division? 4 months is a pretty good chunk of time. They just kind of need to keep doing what they're doing for two more months. And, yeah, I think they can win the division. And, you know, last night, I thought that was the most important victory of the season because, you know, you'd lost four in a row. You're going into August. You had never lost five in a row all season. You're playing in that ballpark, in that environment against that team, and Arrieta basically has one of those John Wayne type of games and stops the losing streak. You go into this day off feeling good about yourself. You maintain your first-place standing. They've lost that game. They would have felt fallen out of first place. There'll be more important wins down the road for sure, but 4 months into the season, that was the most important victory of the season in my mind.
100% right. Jimmy, tell us how you think GM Matt Klentak did before the trade deadline.
Well, I actually think he did pretty solid. Ultimately, I think you can't grade a trade or even a trade deadline, you know, until time passes. You know, one of the things that honestly I think they did well at this trade deadline is they didn't tear up their farm system. You know, the window of contention, I think, is opened a year earlier than we all thought, and I think it's going to be wider open next year and even wider open the year after that. And they didn't dismantle players that can help make up the core of the next good team, next great team here in Philadelphia. Meanwhile, I think, you know, they tried to make a run at Manny Machado. They didn't, you know, get him, obviously, but they were able to kind of tinker around the edges. They added two pretty good bats. Cabrera's a good bat and in the infield. Ramos is he's a slugger. He's a legitimate slugger. Your question there, I mean, there's some fine print there. He needs to get back on the field. And you need him back in the field in a couple weeks. And he can't have any setbacks. But if he comes back and swings it like he can, and they can keep, you know, sustain this, hold the fort, and the starting pitching holds up, he's going to be a real good help down the stretch. And, you know, you just take your chances, and it should be an exciting August and September.
You know, Jim, the thing that hurt the Phillies the most, I think, in the four-game losing streak, if they'd have won, let's say, three of those, I think Washington might have folded the tent and sold off some of its pieces. I think they're a bigger threat than Atlanta in the overall picture the rest of the way. I want to get your take on that.
Well, I've been saying all along, don't sleep on Atlanta. I think they're scary. If they get healthy, they got some veteran guys who, you know, veterans don't panic. And they're not going to panic being six down. And 2 months is still a long time. There's a lot of baseball left to play. I do think they have a run in them. And Atlanta, much like the Phillies, you know, you hang around for 4 months, you start believing in yourself a little bit. I think it's going to be a really good race.
All right. So, but you do. It's going to be exciting. Are they ready for it? We got a lot of kids here. Jim, do you think they're going to be able to handle this pressure?
I have to give Gabe credit for that.
Wow.
I mean, this guy is just loaded with physical and mental energy. He's constantly thinking. When they show up at 1:30, 2 o'clock, it is all business. He's a real competitor, and they feed off that. And then when they win a ball game, they celebrate. So it's like all business from like 2 o'clock to game time. And when they win, they you know, they have the Jeff Spicoli Memorial smoke machine in the clubhouse. They have the light show. They have pizza. You know, they really enjoy their victories, but they do compete. I'm very impressed with the way they compete. I'm very impressed with the way they compete throughout their at-bats. I mean, they really compete pitch to pitch to pitch. And this season, it's been fun for the fans. It's been fun to watch. Who'd have thought they'd be 11 games over 500? But one of the great things about this season for a team on the rise tremendous development, developmental experience that's going to help these guys down the road. They're playing in big games. A year before, we all thought they would.
Yeah.
They're going up to Fenway Park and playing in that cauldron, and they play a 2-1 game, and they win a 3-1 game. Those are tremendous learning experiences that actually will help them in August and September and next year.
Well, I had just one last question because I'm a little perplexed this whole morning. I'm a little confused, Jim. I don't get many text messages, right? At 12:23 a.m., I received an extremely lengthy one explaining the fan situation by Gabe Kapler himself. And do you get texts from the manager?
I can't answer that question.
All right. Fair enough. All right.
How did you get your cell phone number?
No. Wait, are you saying I shouldn't have given Gabe Kapler my cell phone number, Jimmy?
I think that's just an example of how thoughtful this guy is.
No, I know it. He really went into detail.
12:30 in the morning, he sent you that from the airplane.
Yeah, oh, he's in the plane. My mind is blown by this. I maybe get one text a week.
That tells you about this guy. Yep. His brain never turns off.
Wow. Amazing stuff. This is the guy you look for information and great insights as well. Jim Salisbury of NBC Sports Philadelphia. Jim, thank you so much, man.
My pleasure, guys.
The great
bye-bye.
Jim.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.